Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat shalom, 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 everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
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 Shabbat shalom.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm going to say fine, man. The Father is merciful on top of the grass. We are so blessed.
And I'm going to say awesome, awesome. The Most High God of Israel is ever so merciful. I thank Him that He allowed us to make it to another Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. Oh. Jesus, my Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Malachi, clap your hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. He knows that means.
Amen. Amen. We're going to say grace and peace, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters. I am your brother Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel, and here with my sister Rhea Serene Israel as well, of the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, we want to just say, welcome to everyone, to the family, Sound of Living Water, and the family of the Commonwealth of Israel, and everyone that's both near and far. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and welcome to you as well. Tonight we're dealing with chapter 5 and
Part 5.
I guess it would be a chapter. The fruits of the Spirit, and it's just really, the Father is something else, man. Why would He have us dealing with the fruits of the Spirit at the changing of the seasons, at the beginning of the year, where everything's supposed to be becoming what they are? That is just amazing to me, man. This is not a time thing. It wasn't time. It was actually a suggestion out of heaven, man. It just came from nowhere. Rhea said, you know, you ought to do a lesson on the fruits of the Spirit. And then it just kind of coincided with the trees, the knowledge of good and evil, and the creation lesson, and the tree of life and the creation lesson, and the fruits that that's on them. It just kind of like a cascade of all of those things. Mm-hmm. And then the Father allowed us to go inside of both fruits on both trees, you know, and the type of fruit that we should be bearing, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of fruit that the Father is looking for, and that we actually have a time window. You know, you got a time window. You don't can't sit around here blasé around with the kingdom of God, like, you know, yeah, well, I'll get to it when I get to it, or I'm going to keep fooling around until, you know, I get it right or anything like that. He's like, no, man. Either you know, the day you hit that water, that's the day you was planted in him, and that's when he put a clock on you that you should be bringing forth fruit. And what fruit are you talking about? Fruits on the righteousness.
Amen.
You know, fruits onto the kingdom. Amen. Things that pertain to the kingdom. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about, you know, actual physical fruit like oranges and apples and stuff like that. He's talking about spiritual fruit, things that are what you would call good works and good deeds and good, and beatitudes, you know. Beatitudes like the spirit of meekness and kindness and long suffering and peace and the poor in spirit and charity and stuff like that. Those are the beatitudes and then some. And the Father allowed us to go deep inside of that we should know the difference between that which is evil and that which is good, so that we would know to bear good fruit. And if we see the evil fruit that's even in us, to pluck it up. To pluck it up like you doing gardening, like most of us that have this time of the year, what are we doing? We gardening. You know, if you got your own place or whatever, you got your own, you know, you're growing your own vegetables or whatever, you're pulling up the weeds or whatnot. But see, that's what he's saying. He's telling us to do, to look inside of ourselves and pull up those things that he called tares, you know, thorns and things of that nature that he said that we need to pull up, you know, because those things would take over the garden. You know, if you don't take care of that and get rid of that, you ever seen a yard that's over-rimmed with weeds and not being cared for? It looks awful. And so we can't have that when the Father look inside of our spirit, that he sees those things inside of us and that the garden that he planted inside of us, it looked like that.
Amen.
So this is what this is about. So let's wrap this up. Let's start. Let's first open up with a scripture and prayer. And then we're going to get this started, okay? This is the fruits of the Spirit, y'all, part 5. All right. So, sisters, we need you to cover your heads. And, brothers, we will ask you to uncover your head.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families as well. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless us because they see your light and your kindness upon them. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray for your mercy and do it forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. That's right. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, let's get this started. Let's start this in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. Matthew 5 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen.
Sister Rhea. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
You notice how he was talking to the children of Israel, but separated the disciples from the children of Israel and taught them. So what did he just tell us? He did teach every one of us? That's why he says, given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God or the parables, but to them it's just parables.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't talking to the world. He was talking to Israel. So mm-hmm. some of these things that we know and we see are just that. To most of our brothers and sisters, they are parables, you see. But anyway, continue.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth.
See, this is that thing. You got to hide a meek spirit. We're not going into the definition of that because we did all that out already. You got to have the spirit of meekness in order for you to even inherit the kingdom of God, to even inherit the earth. You understand? See, the thing is, this is that Cain did not have the spirit of meekness. That's why he said, this day have you hid your face from me, and I shall be hid from the earth.
Amen.
Why? Because he said, am I my brother's keeper? I know not. You got to know what the spirit of meekness is, so you better separate yourself from that spirit of Cain and that spirit of the world and understand that the spirit of the kingdom of God is this, meekness.
Amen.
Meekness. You better act like you've seen God. What do you mean? Ask Moses. He said he was the meekest man on the earth. Why? Because he's seen God. We always talking about we know the word, we know the book, but we ain't got the spirit of meekness. You haven't seen God, because if you did, you would know how to act.
Amen.
That's the difference. Read on.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
See, righteousness is the word. Righteousness is the good things that pertain to God. Because remember now he said, he is the king of righteousness. Mm-hmm. If you want righteousness, God will keep giving you righteousness to perform. You see, but you got to perform those things when he gives them to you. You can't pick and choose what you're gonna do. You got to do some of these things when you don't even want to.
Amen.
All right? Read on.
Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
What if you don't have no mercy in your spirit? What if there's no mercy in you? What if he said, blessed are the merciful, there, for they shall obtain mercy? That's part of the Lord's prayer. Father, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Those things.
Amen.
That's what this is. Read on.
Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
See, this is the other thing, you know, the pure in heart, those things that believe all things, see all things, that hold fast to all things, that they justify and they see things as they are, and they testify that these things are true. That's the pure in heart. Ain't no doubt in the word of God when it comes to them. Ain't no doubt. It ain't, oh, well, you know what, man? Well, maybe, you know, this is a misprint here. That ain't pure. And they say, oh, man, well, the name of Jesus is not true. That's not pure. You understand? That's that thing. That's not the pure in heart. The pure in heart believe what's written in the Word of God. That's all to it. That's all to it. Like I was talking to my brother Nekamah earlier this week, I said, look, man, the Word of God, the book, he said, my word is published, and the only book that we know on this earth that we know right now that's published is the King James Version. Everything else is a copyright. And I told him, I said, look, this is that thing, man. That would testify to this thing is what it is. That's why we don't change nothing out. Even though we understand the alphabets and all of those things, that name of Yahshua and Yahuwah and Yahuwah and Yahuda and so forth and Yahweh and so forth, we understand that and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that we ain't changing nothing out of this book from Genesis to Revelation because we ain't going to hide them curses put up on us.
Amen.
We ain't never above this book. because he said it's published, and we're rolling with that. Read on.
Amen. Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
You act like you're not going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things, and that's what, you know, I ain't talking about what you're talking about on your job. Oh, man, I had a rough day at work. That's just odd of it. You know what I mean? I'm talking about when you find your own brothers and sisters willing to persecute you unto death. Ask Jesus Christ. Ask Paul. Ask the disciples. That's those things. The world just do that. They fight and devour each other. That's nothing. You know, but when you start talking about when we take those that are serving God or doing the best they can and put them up on a cross, we are performing that thing right here. We're killing Christ all over again. There's only two kinds of people in the kingdom, man, and it's those that's going on the cross and that's those that's putting people on the cross. I say it all the time. There ain't no in between. You're not on the sideline.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you,
yeah,
and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
See, people are going to be speaking against you in the name of Jesus, and they're going to be accusing you in the name of the Lord. And the word of God said they're going to think that when they kill you, they're going to even think to themselves that they're doing God a justice. So don't count it strange when you're going through it, and don't faint when you go through it, you know, because that's when the roots that he said, when he planted the seed and the seed didn't take root because the cares of this world, because it got a little hot for him, then he ran off, you know, that thing, got to be careful about that. It's coming because the enemy is what he is. The accuser is who he is. The devil is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's going to try you, man. He's going to try you to see if you got it or not. He's going to try you to see if you're going to stand for Christ or you're going to be on his side to accuse those that are.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you.
See, now this is the thing, man. People say, oh, you're going to get your treasure in heaven, man, while they taking over this earth. Really? Look, they ain't got long. If the way it's going right now, it ain't going to be much left. The Most High said, if he don't come, it won't be no flesh saved. So we know that's a prophecy. We know that's a real conversation. Why? Because he said that in Matthew chapter 24 2,000 years ago, and now man and science is saying we ain't got 100 years left under the present condition. Now you tell me what's running in this world. Is it the word of God or is it the man of science? Think about that. Now science is testifying that the word of God is true.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salty? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Look, everybody, that don't mean that you sit up there like you're 180-watt bulb. That ain't how this works. A candle just give light. It's a soft flickering light. And if you the candle, you the one candle that's lighting up a house,
mm-hmm,
then this light is bright enough to give light that everybody can see each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it do. It's enough light so you can see yourself. But it's not. It's not the light that just blasts everybody out the room. That's not what it do. That's not the light that he's talking about. It's the light that you're supposed to be, when it reflects off of the four walls that everybody can see each other for what they are and who they are.
Amen.
That's all he's saying.
Amen.
He's not talking about a floodlight. You the light of the world. You're supposed to be, no, that's not it. That is not it. A candle don't do that. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
See, he ain't talking about coming man like you're a floodlight. He said coming to man like you're a candle, a soft, flickering light, something they can see. And then they can see themselves. They can actually see the dark in.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't telling you to come as some big old flood. You know what happened? Here's a great example of a floodlight. When the police pull up on you and they got that big A light in your car.
Mm-hmm.
That's that light. You ain't there. He ain't talking about that. He's not telling you to be that way.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
That includes everybody, man. That includes all the things. He said everything that he said, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. You can't pick and choose what's in the law. These laws that we call ourselves to be followers of is above the laws of this world that we live in. The laws in this world is not laws on the salvation. The laws in this world is to keep you as a slave. His commandments will set you free.
Amen.
He said, I brought you out of the house of bondage. My commandments will set you free. We want to fuse the laws with the kingdom of laws. No. You got to separate the two. You say you ran on the Caesar of the Caesar, but you ran on the God who belongs to him.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
Not to be throwing, you know, not to be facetious and be picking on people, but what about the staff on the Passover? You're supposed to have it. So you're supposed to be teaching them, look, you take the Passover with your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand. You're supposed to do it.
Amen.
That's a commandment for you to even approach the Passover. That you're supposed to do that. Then he said you're supposed to put tattoos or marks on your body for the dead or any mark for that instant. All right? Why? It's like, you the temple of God, why would you put graffiti over it, right? That's the other thing. And fringes, if you want to wear those things and if that's something that you're into, that's between you and God. That's a law. That's one of those things, the least of those things. You can't be teaching against that. You see? And when the book says forever, you got to roll with it. You got to roll with it, see? This is that thing. If that's something you in and that's something that you do, then that's between you and God. But it is not for me to teach you out of it.
Amen.
I can't do that because I'm not going to be least in the kingdom of God. That ain't my place. Read on.
Amen. Verse 18 reads, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, this is that thing. So now we see that if you're doing them, that's all right with you. And that's good. Make sure, you know, like he said, that staff with the Passover thing, that's a lock. You can't get around that. You got to do that. Let's look at just a little further. Let's go into St. John chapter 15 and 8. Ah, bless the baby. St. John 15 and 8.
Mm-hmm. St. John 15 and 8?
Yes, ma'am. One verse.
St. John 15 and verse 8 reads, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples.
He's not talking about one kind of fruit, man. He said much fruit. What, that you may be a teacher or a prophet or an administrator, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A healer, you know, things of that nature. Elijah was a prophet, a healer, and a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and performed miracles, all right? Moses was he was a healer. He was a law. He was in administration. He was a lawgiver, and he was a prophet. So you got all these different administrations. David was a prophet and an administrator. He was a king and a prophet, but he wasn't a healer. He was a teacher also. So you got these different fruit that we all supposed to be bearing. Not that we're supposed to look at each other as, you know, like, okay, well, I got this and I got it. We got this and we got that. That ain't what it's about.
Amen.
Because everything is from God. You had nothing before he introduced himself to you. So it ain't never about what you got, because all of it belongs to him. He said, the earth and mine and the fullness thereof, that even includes you, good or evil. You see, so it ain't for us to sit up here and say, well, we got it, what we're doing and this, that, and the other. That's nothing. What it is that we got to be conscious of the fact that everything is from God.
Amen.
So that we should bear fruit. What kind of fruit? The fruit that leads to what? Righteousness that leads to the kingdom. The fruit that he said you can eat of. The fruit that he's talking about that's on to the kid that leads to the tree of life.
Amen.
That's what he's referring to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9.
Amen. Philippians 1 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
See, there were more fruit. You got to have the spirit of love, knowledge, and what?
All judgment.
And judgment. That's fruit. That's what he was talking about in Proverbs. Proverbs is full of fruit. Ecclesiastes is full of fruit. When you start reading them books that belong to Solomon, that's all he's talking about, is the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ.
What?
Amen.
That's what he's talking about, that you may be in all right to bear fruit, that you don't be in offense. What do you mean that your fruit is rotten? That your fruit is not ready. It's not ripe. It should be ripe. It should be ready to eat. But then he looks at it, he tried. You ever had an apple that wasn't ready? That was awful. I mean, you ever ate a banana that wasn't ready? It's awful. And that's all he's saying, man, that you don't be in offense unto the coming of the Lord, that your fruit be bearing at the time that it's supposed to be. Where are we?
Verse 11.
Okay, verse, read on.
Philippians 1 and 11 reads, being filled with fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
See, none of this is from you. You can't sit up and say we this and we that. It ain't from you. It ain't even about you. It's about the fruits of the Spirit that you're supposed to be bearing before God.
Amen.
This is that thing. To sit up here and say, well, we this and we that, and to boast yourself against your neighbor, you sin it. Just be glad that the Lord is blessing. That's all to it. Thank God that he's giving you a blessing. I for one, I don't look at just one Israelite camp and one set. I don't. I look at all of the sets because I'm knowing that's what my God is doing. He all over the earth. He's looking at all the different sets of Israelites on the planet. He's not just talking about the Western ones. He's talking about the ones in Africa. He's talking about the ones in Israel right now. He's talking about the ones all over the planet. We got different Hebrew sets everywhere. And he's judging among them all. So among them, he's going to be looking for fruit. That's all to it. So it ain't for us to sit up here and say, well, we the only ones that got it. When you got another one, another group that never even heard of you, don't even know you even exist, and they out here been performing this thing for the last 200 or 300 years. This is how we got to look at the Word of God, because that's what he's talking about. He's been dealing with this camp for 300 years. All of a sudden, you're a Johnny Come Lady. We just like anybody else in America. We think we got it all. All Americans think we the biggest thing on the planet, and we the youngest thing, youngest and immaturest people on the earth.
Amen.
No, he's talking about the whole planet. He got fruit all over the earth, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Proverbs chapter. No, let's go to Exodus 34 and verse 5. Let's see what. Let's go there. Exodus 34 and 5. When you receive it, read.
Exodus 34.
Yes, ma'am. Exodus 34 and 5.
Exodus chapter 34 and verse 5 reads, "And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth and to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped."
Now, the Lord descended and testified to the fathers. All right? This is Jehovah. Jesus still in heaven. All right, no man never seen the shape of the Father nor heard his voice at any time. That includes Adam. Didn't it say no man? Adam is a man. Eve is a man. Jesus is the only one that dealt with them.
Amen.
So let's be clear on that. Now, with this being said right here, you got the Lord descended in a cloud and with him and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the name of the Lord God. Merciful fruit, gracious fruit, long-suffering fruit, abundance fruit, goodness fruits, truth fruits, mercy truth, mercy fruit, forgiving fruits. Are we sure? Are we here?
Mm-hmm.
We see it? That's, you're supposed to reflect your God.
Amen.
You're supposed to be bearing fruit like this. That's why he said he passing through. He's looking at the vineyard. He's passing through the vineyard. And he said, okay, I see the fruit of mercy. I see the fruit of long-suffering. I see the fruit of abundance. I see the fruit of goodness. I see the fruits of gracious. I see the fruit of truth. I see the fruit of forgiveness. I see all of this. As he passed through the camp, that's what he's looking for, his fruit. And all the while, we ain't supposed to be having no big guys and little U's. If anybody is a big guy, it's Moses, man. And what did he do? He fell to the ground and worshiped God. And that's what we're supposed to always be. Why? Because we all are Moses' truth.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one. No, I take that back. We're all Noah's fruit.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Noah's fruit. But by the law. And he, no, actually, he gave the law to Noah because he said, put the covenant in the ark with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, we're all Noah's fruit. And with that being said, Moses came and presented the law to the world. The whole world became Moses' fruit. Still Noah's fruit, but Moses' fruit.
Mm-hmm.
We all Moses' fruit. All of us. So while we sitting up here talking about we from here and we from there, no, we better be talking about we from Noah. How about that? Because he was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached the end of the world. And the Lord destroyed a whole earth just to save them eight. That's all. Think about it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1 reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments."
Fruit. The law is fruit. The commandments is fruit. Read on.
Amen. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Now, when you keep this, it's going to bring forth this fruit, long life and peace. Because once you keep the laws and the statutes, you're planting the seeds of long life and immortality in your being. So this is the fruit you're going to end up bearing, immortality, long life.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Let not mercy and truth forsake.
See, there it is again. Ain't that what he came down to proclaim? That's the fruit he's going to be looking for. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. You better have you some of that. Don't be judging everybody, putting everybody in a lake of fire because you don't know the whole story or you putting everybody in your box. No, you let everybody figure it out for themselves. Read on.
Proverbs 3 and 3 reads, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
See that?
Amen.
Why? Because you ain't judging everybody. You're not putting everybody in hell. You're not throwing everybody under the bus, under your steamrolling, and you ain't the right hand of God.
Amen.
So you're going to find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Why? Because you put him on.
Amen.
You bearing his fruit. Amen. Remember now, Satan is the accuser of the brother.
Yes,
the minute you start putting your finger on other people, you just jumped outside of God and put yourself on the side of the devil. Be careful what you're talking and who talking to you. And be careful what you're listening to because that spirit become easily the devil's. Just like that, it'll become the devil. You could be having a real good conversation about the kingdom and they can't, as soon as you get off of the kingdom work, they can't wait to tell you about some father.
Right.
That's when the devil came in and is trying to plant them seeds inside of you. You got to figure out a way to get up out of that. You got to rebuke that devil. You got to run. You got to do like your brother Joseph did. When that woman tried to cause him to commit adultery, he ran out of that.
Amen.
You better figure that out. You better learn how to run from sin. You better learn how to run for your life no matter where it lands you.
Amen.
It landed Joseph in jail, didn't he? But he hid himself from it, didn't he? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 5 and 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Galatians 5 and verse 22 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law.
See, that's the thing. There is no law against that. Why? Because you're not under the law. That's not, it's no sin in that. That's the righteousness of the kingdom. There will be no sin in the kingdom of God. If you're performing these things, you will be in the kingdom of God. And you will be surrounded by a bunch of people that's doing that. That's what we're looking for. We ain't looking for to be around a bunch of people like that and then we be the assholes. That ain't how God operates. He is not like that. He is the spirit of meekness, charity, long-suffering. He's a contrite and humble spirit. Anything outside of that is an offense to him. So while you full of pride and thinking you the second coming of Christ, you are an offense to the Father.
Amen.
This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Read on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and love.
See, that's what he's saying. Somebody got to be up on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't doing that, you putting people on the cross that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. There's only two types of people on the planet. Either you doing it Well, you putting people up on the cross that is doing it because you're not.
Amen.
That's what Pilate said about us in Jesus Christ. He said he knew it. This was all because of envy. They envied him. We envied him. And we look at that word, we make fun of it, like hating this and hating that. Yeah, if you ain't got no 85, you 20 more. No, Jack, that's the wrong devil. Don't instigate more devils upon you. No. It's the wrong thing, I'm telling you, no.
Amen.
People already going to hate you for it. So just do what your God tell you to do. Be about his business, end of story. Okay? Amen. All right, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Galatians 5, I'm sorry, Ephesians 6 and 10.
Amen, Ephesians 6 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, we ain't going in depth like we did. We just kind of, you know, we already went into the depth of it. So about time you got to this, you getting what it is, what all of this supposed to mean to you.
That's right. Amen.
6 and 10, when you receive it, read.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places."
See, that's what I was just talking about. Either you are, either you're the one that they're putting up on the cross, or you're doing the putting the people up on the cross. You're one of the two. And the Lord is not, okay, say you're not physically doing it, but you're co-signing with it. You're in agreement with it. That's the other thing. See, you could be in agreement with it, and you'd be just as guilty. Because he told you about those that take pleasure in that.
Amen.
You may not be doing it, but you may take pleasure in it.
Mm-hmm.
Read on. Now, remember when I was talking about that the Lord put in our hearts, I should say, the Lord put in our hearts, be careful what you co-sign with on Facebook.
Amen.
You know, somebody may be talking about somebody, you may go in and put your name on it. Once you click that link, you just signed your name, whether you agree or disagree.
Amen.
That's a record in this earth against you,
Amen,
for good or evil. You better make sure you better know what you're dealing with there.
Amen.
You better show up knowing what you're dealing with. That is a serious, know what you're dealing with.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness."
See the fruits coming out?
Amen.
See that? You got to have the spirit of what? Then we read that in Proverbs, "Don't let truth and what? Mercy forsake you."
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
"And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace."
What? Didn't he say that? Mm-hmm. Blessed are the peacemakers. But you got a gospel. The gospel is a story. Read on.
16. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked."
Come on.
"And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God."
See all that? That's fruit.
Mm-hmm.
All that's fruit. But that's your weapons against the war. That's your weapons against the wicked.
Amen.
That's your weapons against your wicked works.
Amen.
People keep talking about, you know, save me from this world. No, you need to be saved from yourself. You may be the world.
That's right. Amen.
Where are we?
Amen. We're at verse 18.
Read on.
Verse 18. 16 reads, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may...
Whoa. What? As for me, what?
And for me that utterance may be given...
See that fruit? The spirit of what?
Utterance.
So we think it's this, time of bow tie. Is that what he said? What is the spirit of utterance that he's talking about? Read on.
And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
That the Father will open up the spirit of God to him, that he may reveal the mystery that belongs to him.
Amen.
That's that thing. That's a fruit. That's a gift. And people, some people don't have that gift. And they see people they do, and they despise the people for it. And you're not supposed to. You're supposed to cherish those things and thank God that you even know somebody that can even do it or have it.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Colossians chapter 1 and verse 1.
Colossians 1 and
1? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Colossians 1 and verse 1 reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God and truth.
See, that's why you can't sit up there and get caught up in your address. You see that? Do we see it? We see, this is why you can't sit up and say, well, this click over here got it and this click don't. This click over, it's fruit in all of it. You just got to know what's good and what's bad. You got to read your book for yourself and know what's good and what's bad. Even in the click that you're in, even in a camp that you're in, you better read the Bible for yourself and take what's good and leave that which is not on the shelf.
Amen.
I don't care who it is. I don't care who's teaching. I don't care who it is. You better make sure you take what's good and leave what's bad there.
Amen.
Because ain't nobody perfect.
No.
And we all got good and bad fruit. Nobody's perfect. Just know that. The minute you put yourself, the minute you start trusting in somebody, the Lord will show you that person is not what you think they are. Just to let you know that he's God and that you're supposed to keep your eyes on him.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 5.
Continue.
Verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire, forgive me, that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
We continue.
Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Stop. Devil Enoch. You see it? Because, see, people think Enoch didn't die. Yes, he did. The power of death reigns from Adam to Moses. If death didn't reign from Adam to Moses, then Enoch lived. Death reigns from Adam to Moses. Okay, so now, here he is in verse, read that verse, that's verse 10. Read verse 10.
Amen. Verse 10, again, read, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord.
See, Enoch walked with God.
Amen.
And what? God took him, and Hebrews said what? He was translated. Now, read verse 13.
Verse 13 reads, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
So we're going to see Enoch in the kingdom, God willing we live.
Amen.
That's what it is. That's what he said. That's why when you read that Hebrews chapter 10, chapter 11, he said, these all die in faith. And Enoch is dead.
Amen.
What do you mean he was translated that he's going to see the kingdom? God took them. Sometimes the world, God told us that sometimes he takes the righteous out. He takes the righteous that they don't see the evil that's going to come. Why we keep missing that? That he was going to bring the flood. Read on.
Amen. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
See, that's your theory of relativity right there. That kills Einstein. The theory of relativity was already bouncing in this earth. Einstein read the Bible and figured it out.
Amen.
That the theory of relativity is that is relative. Everything is relative to everything.
Amen.
Everything is relative. And that's what he said. All things is created by him. Why? Because it's for him and his glory. From the ant to the cell to the little bitty bacteria or virus or whatever it may be, all of it was created for him. Everything. Even the fungus and the mold and all of that, everything was created for him. And then you got those, the creatures of the earth, and all of that was created for him. Even you going into the principalities and things like that, all of this is his fruit, everything. Now, what you do inside of it, whether it be good or evil, will dictate whether or not if you're a good tree or an evil tree.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Go into Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 5.
Amen.
We got a couple more after this. We're going to be wrapping this one up real soon.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 6 and 5, when we receive it, read.
Amen. Hebrews 6 and 5.
Yes, ma'am.
One more. In
fact, let's pick it up at verse 1.
Okay, so Hebrews 6 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1 reads, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.
See, he's not talking about the world. He's talking about the camp. He's talking about inside the camp. He's talking about the vineyard. He's talking about the household. He's saying this. Now, they had tasted of the good word of God, which is the water, which is the spirit. They know what's right and wrong. Then they turned around and went out here and started performing those things that's against God, and then turned around. Now, they didn't experience all this good and went out here and performed all these things against God. Now he's saying, you put Christ on, you didn't put Christ back on the cross yourself. You did. By going out here and performing that evil all over again, after the Lord revealed himself to you and delivered you from this world, you said, I'd rather be of this world than of God. And you put him back on the cross. He said, let us not lay again on the repentance from dead works. Why? Because that's exactly what happened. You went back to dead works.
Amen.
It's like you didn't left from eating off the tree of life and went to eating on a dead carcass. And have tasted of the Holy Ghost, and you know what it is. You done seen the powers of it, and now you done fell off into some nonsense. Now here it is, he said, and now you done seeing that you crucified to yourself the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Nobody else but him. That's who you crucified. That's who you brought into condemnation, that you judged that God ain't worthy of you. He said, for the earth which drinketh rain, bringeth for herbs meat for them. Remember how he told us in the garden, he said, you are supposed to eat the herb of the field, or the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. But eat the herb, right? That's the commandment he gave out. But then he told Adam, and also what's going to come up of you, thorns and thistles. That's what Cain. Cain represented thorns and thistles. Adam was around a long time to see that take place. He knew that the flood was coming. He knew that God was going to destroy this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that all these wicked people was going to die. He just didn't meet Noah. He died, about 55 years before Noah was born. But he knew Noah's father. He met Lamech. He knew Lamech.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what Adam showed. God knows what he showed Adam, and he showed Lamech. Methuselah was in the flood. He died in the flood. The day the flood came, it was Methuselah, 965 years. He died in the flood. Lamech, Noah's father, died, if I'm not mistaken, 30 years before the flood. So Noah wouldn't have no excuse not to go up in that boat.
Okay.
He made sure his father was in the ground. Noah, he's got to put Noah in a boat with his children and stood that boat up, and that was the end of that story.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be careful when we start talking about this thing here, because God ain't, this story here, he was telling us a long time ago. It ain't have nothing to do with talking about a physical food. He's talking about you got to have the nature of God upon you,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have the nature of the devil, one of the two. You're going to either put forth the righteousness of God, or you're going to put forth the wickedness of the devil. You're going to be one of the two. There's only two children in this world.
Amen.
That's his seed or his seed, and it's going to be enmity between them both. And his seed is going to end up in the lake of fire because they're the briars and thorns. They're the ones that prick those that are righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Colossians chapter 3 and 10. Colossians 3 and 10. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10 reads, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him."
Now, the new man is when you get baptized. If you've been in the Word more than 4 years, that new man ain't new no more.
Amen.
You're supposed to be seasoned in the Word. You're supposed to be ready to go forth. You're supposed to be ready like a heavy Chevy, nothing else. You can't be still talking about the new man and you've been in the Word for 20 years. You're supposed to know that man. The new man, that conversation only pertains to them that just come out the water. This is that conversation you're supposed to be giving them. Read on. That they're supposed to be bringing forth this fruit, knowledge of the image of him that created him in itself. Why? Because you came up out of that water in the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 11. "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all."
That's why it said, "Eat from all the trees of the garden, except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil." And know this, that all of these trees bear good fruit, but all of them do bear evil fruit too.
Amen.
That's why I sit up here and people be talking about Catholic charities and this, that, the Catholic Church, this, that, and the other. Well, hey, man, they got more benefits for the poor than I know of anybody. And I know most of these Israelites ain't doing nothing what these shriners are doing.
Amen.
We would, but the shriners are out here helping these crippled babies. Mm-hmm. The burnt up kids, they dealing with all of these children that's really jacked up.
Amen.
That's what they do. But then you look at that fez on their head, and you be like, oh, man, come on with the tizzy in the head and the fez and all of that. But then you look at their works, you got to say, but, man, they taking care of them babies.
Amen.
What's worse, the hat or what they doing? Teaching them how to walk and function as decent as human beings and getting them ready for a long life.
Amen.
You doing that?
Amen.
That's why he said all things consist, and he is all in all. Read on.
Amen. Colossians 3 and 12 reads, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, forgive me. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in the one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord."
What? Okay, I see wisdom, teaching, admonishing, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, charity, thankfulness, peace, perfectness, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, forgave one another, kindness, humbleness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bowels of mercy, love, holiness, all that belong to the very elect. So the very elect ain't the ones that know the mysteries of the God. The very elect is the ones that are bearing the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. long as you see it, that's all that matters. Go to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 2.
Colossians 2 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Colossians 2 and 2 reads, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ.
Read on.
Oh, I'm sorry. And whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Look at the tree of knowledge, good and evil. See it?
Yes.
He's showing you right there. There it is. He's showing you the fruits of the Spirit, the tree of the knowledge of life. The tree of life right there is chapter verse 2 and 2, chapter 2 and 2 and 3. And then here comes the tree of knowledge, good and evil, verse 4. See it? Second Peter chapter 1 and verse
11. Amen. You said 2 Peter?
1 and 11.
Amen. 2 Peter.
9.
Okay. 2 Peter 1 and 9. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, but he that lacketh these things is blind.
2 Peter chapter 2 and 9.
Oh, 2 and 9, forgive me. 2 Peter 2 and 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
See that?
Yeah.
You see that? He could save you and then put somebody else in your place. Or he will bound you with the wickedness that you have. You see that? He said, and reserve the unjust until the day of judgment. Not that they'll ever be delivered from it. But keep them in it. See that?
Yes.
Read on.
Verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. But these...
The angels of God ain't even accusing them. But these people are accusing the servants of God against the Lord. This is what they're doing. Read on.
Verse 12. But these, as a natural brute beast, made to be taken and destroyed.
What?
Made to be taken and destroyed.
That's what he's talking about. Thorns gathered in for the fire. You got branches that falls off that he pruned, that he do what? Have them ready for the fire. They were made to be destroyed. That's why he said thorns and thistles going to come up for you. You got some, Adam, that's going to be born of you that's made to go into the lake. Okay. Read on. Okay.
Verse 12. But these, as natural brute beasts, may be taken and destroyed. Speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. 13, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness.
What?
And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime.
See, they were rioting and partying and living it up in the daytime. He said, you count it pleasure. All right, well, you got to come. Read on.
Amen. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you.
See, they are sitting, they sporting themselves, they front, they acting like, you know, they better than, they think that they straight. Why they what? Feast with you. Read on.
Amen. 14. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin.
See that? The eyes is full of adultery and cannot cease from sin. Read on.
Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and hearts, a heart they have exercised with covet practices, cursed children.
See that? See, they have eyes full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. They deceiving stupid people. And they said they exercise with lust practices. They are what? Cursed children.
Okay.
Abominations. Read on.
Verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray.
See, that's ungodly. They have forsaken the right way and they have gone astray. Read on.
Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with the man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. Why they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption.
That's a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Why they shouldn't have been acting like they, you know, serving God, they themselves are servants of corruption. Read on.
Amen. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome the latter end, and overcome, forgive me, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
See, it ain't that, you know, you ain't got to even be worried about judgment and things like that. That's why, you know, you can't really concern yourself with this preacher or that preacher or this camp or that camp. The Lord is showing you that he's going to deal with everybody at the appointed season. It's going to go down. You just make sure you're not a part of that. You make sure you're not the ones that's putting people on the cross. You make sure you're the one that's out here being about the Father's business and putting forth fruits on the righteousness. Not putting forth fruits that's back on the darkness. That you know, because he's telling you they know the difference. They know better. And still perform a wickedness. They themselves, they just done. They cursed children. He said, the reserves of darkness, they reserve for darkness. And those that is, look.
Amen.
The latter end of them is worse than it was in the beginning. They should have never even came to the truth.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.
Okay. So we got one more place after this. Let's go into Matthew chapter 16 to 27.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 16 to 27.
Yes. See, we got to be careful. You got the fruit that leads to righteousness. You got the fruit that leads to wickedness. Pay attention. The Father is having real serious conversations with us about this, and he's trying to show you this is the mannerism of them both.
Amen.
Okay, so this, we're going to wrap it up here, 16 and verse, 27.
Matthew 16 and verse 27 reads, for the Son of Man shall come into the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death So they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Whoa! Who is he talking to? He's talking to the disciples. He's telling you right here, there's some standing here should not taste death until they see Jesus.
Amen.
And he's not talking about them like literally not dying, because everybody here that he had this conversation with here in verse 27-28 is asleep. He's talking about when he come in his glory. They're not going to see the Sabbath day. They're going to be in the ground until the great white throne judgment.
Amen.
It's all to it. So you don't want to be a part of that group. You want to bear fruit. That's why the fruits lead onto life and long life. Those fruits, they plant onto the kingdom of God. They lead onto life, long life and peace, not hell and torment. Okay. So let's get to that. Stay fruitful. Stay blessings. Yeah. Remember that. Remember that. Stay fruitful and stay blessings. Stay away from wickedness. We thank you for your time.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. Praise be the Lord.
Amen.
A very humbling lesson, brother. Very humbling.
Praise God. That's the thing. That's what we do. We got to do that. It's all good. It's good to know those things. But we got to understand that the elect of God is not that you know everything about the mysteries of God, but you bearing the fruits of the Spirit of God. Those are the very elect. It's a difference. Okay. All right. Well, we want to say tomorrow I'm going to be back here again for All About Eve. We're in the creation. We're still in the sixth day. So we're dealing with Eve now. We dealt with Adam. We dealt with the tree of knowledge, good and evil. We dealt with the tree of life. And now we dealt with the beast of the field. Now we got to put Eve in this creation, man, because she's also a part of the sixth day. All right? So now we bring the Lord allowing us to bring her into the equation. So you want to be here for that. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. You want to be here for that. She plays a super giant part in all of this grand scheme of things. And she is just not a baby maker.
Amen.
You know, or a rump shaker, you know, unless she's your wife. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Amen. 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 So we want to say Shabbat Shalom, everyone. We will see you and be, Lord willing, we live. We see you tomorrow morning at the same time, 10 o'clock in the morning. And Shalom.
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.